embrace me, my sweet embrace of a lady.
George Gershwin, his life and music by Ian Wood, read by Sheridan Morley. Chapter 1, The Family. George Gershwin was fortunate in being born when he was, at a time when popular song in America was enjoying its first and greatest boom, and when the American theatre was poised to create the modern musical. It was in Broadway musicals that he would spend most of his energetic working life. Both his parents were Jews from St. Petersburg. His father, Morris Gershowitz, was born in 1871, and by the end of the 1880s was in his late teens, an amiable and easygoing young man who had already established himself with some success in the rather specialized trade of manufacturing fancy leather uppers for women's shoes. He also had a fondness for card games and billiards and attractive young women. It was at around this time that he met Rosa Bruskin, then in her early teens. Rosa's father was a prosperous St. Petersburg furrier. She was strikingly beautiful, and the impressionable Morris fell in love with her. But within a couple of years, in 1891, she and her family emigrated to New York. After a little thought, Morris decided to do the same. After all, his mother's brother, whose name was Greenstein, was already settled in New York as a tailor. He set off optimistically by ship, with the name and address of his Uncle Greenstein tucked firmly inside his hat. It was sheer ill fortune that, as the ship approached New York, and he rushed to the rail to see the Statue of Liberty, the wind lifted the hat off his head, and overboard, the address with it. With characteristic lightness of heart, he shrugged off this small setback. Disembarking, he rented a room in the Bowery, got himself into a pool game, and won 30 cents. This, in spite of not knowing a word of English. New York by this time, the early 1890s, already had a thriving population of Jewish immigrants. Probably the biggest Jewish community was on the East Side, and on his first morning in America, Morris set off there to hunt for Greenstein the tailor, managing to get along by speaking Yiddish and Russian. It was suggested to him that he try Brownsville in Brooklyn, where there was another thriving population of Jewish immigrants. He took a steam train there, crossing the 10-year-old Brooklyn Bridge, and 3 hours of hunting and questioning in Brownsville found him his uncle. His life in the New World had begun, and one thing that marked this event was the changing of his name to Gershwin. Having the specialized skill he did, he soon found a job with a firm manufacturing women's shoes, and within a few years had risen to be foreman. He had also found his Rosa, and on the 21st of July 1895 they were married. He was 24, and she was just 19. Their first child, a son, was born on or around the 6th of December 1896. With a casualness about names that seemed habitual in the new family, Morris and Rosa, who had changed her own name to Rose, always called him Izzy, which he believed was short for Isidore. It wasn't until he was applying for a passport in 1928 and needed a copy of his birth certificate that the son discovered that technically his name was Israel, none of which much mattered by then, because in 1924 he had decided to call himself Ira. 2 years later, on the 26th of September 1898, a second son was born. His birth certificate read Jacob Gershwin. Gershwin seems to have been a simple clerical error, and the Jacob was never used. From infancy, everyone called the second son George. Later, there would be two more children, a son, Arthur, on the 14th of March, 1900, and a sister, Frances, on the 6th of December, 1906. This was probably the same birthday as Ira, although nobody was ever quite sure when Ira's birthday was. Morris's casual attitude to life set the pattern for his family. Soon abandoning the shoe factory, he spent the rest of his life moving from business to business. He ran restaurants, Russian baths, Turkish baths, bakeries, a hotel, and a combination cigar store and pool parlour. For 3 exciting weeks, he was a bookmaker at the Brighton Beach racetrack, but too many favourites won and the enterprise was a financial disaster. The family moved house, or more usually apartment, even more often than Morris changed his business. By 1916, when Ira was 20, calculated they had lived at 28 different addresses, 25 in New York, and 3 in Brooklyn. Their family life as well.